Mini episode 101 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by TV Howl, your home on the web for coverage of today's television scene and a look at the history of the medium as covered by big-time TV critic Adam Buckman. Follow them on the web at tvhowl.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 101 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with fantasy baseball updates from spring training. This segment will be the eighth part of our 2012 fantasy baseball season preview, and we urge you to check out our other coverage in our previous webcasts and in our draft guide, Fantasy Baseball Draftology 2012, available now at FantasyDraftHelp.com. While we urge you to utilize our draft guide for all of your team's needs this year, it's useful to have an updated supplement. In a moment, the spring training update for Fantasy Baseball 2012. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah,
great.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah, I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Okay, here's our spring training update, separated in two sections, projected comebacks and closer chaos. For projected comebacks, starting with the most optimistic and working our way downward, Buster Posey looks good. Kendry Morales is easing back in. Carlos Quentin and Tim Hudson are targeting May 1st returns. Ryan Howard and A.J. Burnett could be back shortly after that. Dice K could miss the first half of the season. Brett Anderson could miss at least two-thirds of the season, and Chase Utley is out indefinitely. In terms of closer chaos, Brian Wilson has missed some time with arm pain, but apparently has nothing serious wrong and should be back soon. The Chris Perez injury gave Vinny Pistano a chance to make an impression, and most real baseball insiders consider Pistano the better long-term option, so stay tuned. Houston remains committed to the Brett Myers experiment in the ninth-inning role. Ryan Madsen's out for the year with Tommy John surgery. With Joaquim Soria also going down for the season, Jonathan Broxton and Greg Holland are neck-and-neck for the job in Kansas City. Conversely, Javi Guerra is holding off Kenley Jansen for the job with the Dodgers. So there's our spring training update for this season. Again, for all of your fantasy baseball needs, go check out Fantasy Baseball Draftology 2012, available right at FantasyDraftHelp.com. Thanks for checking us out. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversation with rock superstar Steve Perry from the FDH Lounge.